Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Some of you like to type, so there's a long one. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I hope you'll do that. And if you do this week, you'll be able to subscribe to my, you'll be able to receive the first edition, your first edition, I should say, which will include an article I wrote called A New Field of Dreams Business Strategy. That's the title, A New Field of Dreams Business Strategy. It'll help you not fall prey to the Field of Dreams myth. And so you'll still have time to do that if you subscribe this week at jbsba.com. Noah St. John is all over my website. He's an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've got so many things posted on our site that he's contributed to. He's the author of Permission to Succeed. And he's a guy I've been telling you about now for a long time. He's a guy who helps us make sure that we have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Noah St. John, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Always great to be back. Thanks very much.
It's good to have you back. Also, Just Ask Me, right? Isn't that another book?
That is a software program that we're going to
tell
you
about today. Oh, that's right. That's the program. I forgot about that. Yeah.
That is the program. I do have another book called The Great Little Book of Affirmations, and that's what we... That's the book, and now it's a software program.
Yeah, yeah.
The floor wax and a dessert topping.
Well, folks, Noah is the guy who basically discovered that people like you and me might be sabotaging ourselves. You know, we couldn't figure out why we weren't successful, and we didn't realize that we actually might have been sabotaging ourselves with the way we talked about ourselves to ourselves and the way we thought about ourselves with relation to other folks, especially some of our family members and that sort of thing. Noah, give us a little bit of an idea about what Permission to Succeed is.
Well, Permission to Succeed was written because so many creative, talented, motivated business owners and people, entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs out there, are holding themselves back from success. Why so many people stop themselves from success, even though they're perfectly capable of succeeding? These are the people who've read all the books, they've listened to all the tapes and gone to all the seminars, but for some reason there's still something missing. And if you don't know what that something is, for a lot of people around the world in over 30 countries, it's been giving yourself permission to succeed. So I came up with a 7-step proven method that enables you to forever get rid of the fear of success and the behavior called self-sabotage. What a lot of the traditional teachers out there were doing, that they were trying to teach you how to stop sabotaging yourself as if it was the cause of your non-success. What I realized was that there was something beneath that behavior called self-sabotage, and that's what we need to treat. We need to treat the cause, not just the symptoms, because if you don't treat the cause, then it's like putting a Band-Aid on someone who's having a heart attack.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really help. And so that's what it's been able to do for a lot of people around
the world.
There's
nothing more counterintuitive to anybody that I can think of than to try to imagine that anyone would have an aversion to success. But we do, don't we?
Well, you're right. And success is built on, well, all human behavior, actually, Jim, is built on what I call the why to's and the why not to's. It's like a scale. If you look at, you know, a balance that you see in a courtroom, on one hand you've got the why to's of doing something, on the other hand the why not to's. And so, of course, all of the traditional teachers out there are saying why you want to succeed, and you know why you want to succeed. That's at the conscious level. Of course, succeeding is better than the alternative, isn't it? We all know that consciously, and yet, did you ever stop to think about the subconscious reasons or the why not to's? Another word for why not to is cost. The cost of success. Have you ever stopped to think about what, if you allow yourself to succeed, what that could cost you? See, a lot of people have subconscious why not to's, but they've never recognized them. Another word for subconscious is no choice. If you don't know something, how can you be expected to change it? So that's why so many people are going down the road of life with one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas. They're very motivated. They want success. They're smart. They're intelligent. They're motivated. They're talented. They're creative. And that's their foot on the gas really hard.
Well,
just as hard is the foot on the brake, and that's a subconscious why not to.
You know, one of the ways we might have heard someone be this way, you might have heard it actually coming out of their mouth, is the person who imagines winning a $128 million lottery, and mm-hmm. the first thought they have would be that would be a negative thought that they'd have to pay taxes on all that.
Sure. What about the taxes? Exactly.
They wouldn't have you know, $80 million left over.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. There's going to be plenty left over, and there, you know, there's a lot of family issues and things like that. Some women, a lot of women clients that we have, female clients. You know, they're afraid. What if my friends don't like me anymore? That's very common.
What if I'm more successful than my husband?
Yeah. What if I'm more successful than my husband? Now, men, you know, men can have this too in terms of not wanting to be more successful than their father. Father's mm-hmm. Day is right around the corner, and a lot of people
or a brother
from around
or something
the world.
Like that.
That's right. Have written to me, and they said they read that story in my book about how I asked my father for permission to succeed, and
right.
they said that really was, you know, one of the turning points in their life that enabled them to, you know, really allow themselves to succeed at a higher level than they ever imagined.
Well, let's talk about mind makeovers. Noah, what can you tell us about that today?
Well, you've heard so much about extreme makeovers, Jim. I mean, we see this all over television, and, you know, you have extreme makeovers.
Somebody actually nominated me as a candidate for that, and I didn't make it. They said I was too much of a challenge.
You know, give me a break. You're far too good-looking for that. But anyway. No, what we have is, you've heard of all those life makeovers, extreme makeovers. What we realize is what most people need is a mind makeover, because you can do with all the external things like that, but if you're not looking at what's inside, it really doesn't matter how much you rearrange the furniture on the Titanic. And so what I realize is that there is something going on in the human being. It's a way that you talk to yourself, as you mentioned just a minute ago. What I realize is that we're all talking to ourselves in the form of questions, and what we're trying to do is pump ourselves up and make ourselves feel better by using statements. A statement is what you've probably heard of as an affirmation. An affirmation is a statement of something you want to be true, like, I am rich. So you say to yourself, I am rich. And what does your brain say? Yeah, right. You don't believe it. And so what happens is we keep rhyming into this brick wall called our own mind. And I realized a few years ago, wait a minute, why do we keep running this brick wall? Why don't we go around and take a left? By asking a question. You ask a question. Instead of saying a statement, I am rich, and your brain says, yeah, right, why don't you say a question? Why am I so rich? Why am I so rich? And you know what your brain's going to do? It's going to search for an answer to your question. And what you focus on grows. Everybody knows that what you give energy to grows. It's like mm-hmm. when you water a plant, that plant's going to grow. You don't want a plant to grow and put it in the closet. And so that's what we're giving energy to.
Noah, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to come back. We're going to complete this mind makeover. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. Noah St. John is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Noah St. John, author of Permission to Succeed, author of the great little book of affirmations, and the program, the computer program called Just Ask Me. Noah, give us your website and tell us how we can get all this stuff.
If you go to successclinic.com, that's the name of my company, is the Success Clinic of America. We're located just north of Boston. So successclinic.com, you can take a look at all of my products. You can sign up for my free newsletter. I do have discounts on, you know, some of my books and things like that, so I'll be happy to help you out. And also, there's a free quiz on there. Are you stopping yourself from success at successclinic.com?
Successclinic.com. Folks, well, Noah, what if they let you know that they heard you on my show? Will you sweeten the pot a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what, we're going to throw in for Father's Day. This is a perfect Father's Day gift. It's a great little book of affirmations. If they order the complete system, which is the complete success system that I have, you'll see that on the site. We'll throw in a free affirmations book for you.
All right.
And that's a perfect gift for Dad.
And folks, just tell them that you heard about it on our show, on the Small Business Advocate show. And appreciate you doing that, Noah.
No problem.
Okay, let's talk about folks, it's possible that the way you're talking to yourself, you're already talking to yourself. So it's possible that the way you're talking to yourself is holding you back. And maybe all you got to do is start talking to yourself in a productive way. Noah, talk to us about that.
It's changed the question. See, a lot of traditional teachers, Jim, have said what you just said, so you got to change those statements. So, again, you try to make positive statements. I am rich. I am happy. I am beautiful. And, again, your brain says, yeah, right, I don't believe you. So instead of changing the statements, which really don't work sometimes, change the questions. Why am I so rich? Why am I so happy? Why do I have so much? See, most Americans are going around asking themselves lousy questions like, why don't I have enough? How come I don't have enough money?
So you're saying we should be asking for, we should be seeking a positive instead of seeking a negative.
The point is, Jim, you're already asking these questions, which are forming your very life. And most people are forming a life that is negative or that makes them feel they don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that those are subconscious questions, or they could be conscious questions, that you're asking yourself all the time. So you're already using this process that I call affirmations. Not affirmations, but affirmations. You're forming your very life. And so my point is, rather than subconsciously doing something negative, why not consciously do something positive?
You know,
consciously form the life that you really want.
Noah, there's an absolute perfect application that fits in with what you're talking about. Whenever someone is fired or laid off or downsized or canned or whatever you want to call it, they're feeling pretty down about themselves. They're probably feeling like they're not worth very much at that time. It's happened to me, folks. I know how that feels. But what happens if you sit down immediately and start focusing on your resume, if you sit down and start writing all the things you've learned in the last 5 years or 8 years or however long you were with that company, you'll identify the fact that you've really know some stuff. You've learned some stuff, and you're worth something to somebody. And so instead of feeling negative about having been turned out, so to speak, if you focus on what you know, what you actually have, that can make a difference. And what you're saying is use that kind of thought process to turn you towards those positive steps, those positive exercises.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've created Just Ask Me Mind Makeover Softwares, Jim, which is we walk you through every area of your life, from life work balance to health to wealth, relationships, even bad habits. We walk you through, you take a wizard, answer some simple questions, and then you get a personalized set of affirmations just for you, and then you can record it on your computer, and you can choose your favorite music. We give you a library of over 120 different songs, and you can set your affirmations to music, your favorite music, and create an MP3 file that you can play then on your MP3 player. You can burn a CD,
so
make your own.
So stick them in between all you, when you're working out. Stick one between every one of your songs or something.
We had a guy out in Salt Lake City, Jim, who was an insurance salesman. His income increased 1,400% in less than 150 days using this program because
wow.
He was able to change the questions that he was asking himself. We've had people who found the love of their life, found the perfect home, were able to start their own business after years of trying, were able to make more money. I mean, we've had some incredible results as a result of using this affirmation program, Just Ask Me Mind Makeover Software.
Noah, will this help me with my golf swing?
Why am I the best golfer in the world? And so, and also, by the way, Jim, and this is not personal to you, but a lot of people have also lost weight using this program. I just talked to a girl up in Canada who said she lost 12 pounds in less than 2 weeks by asking herself different questions. She writes affirmations on her whiteboard every morning and also, was using these affirmations that I was talking about. So it's very powerful in every area of your life. Just imagine all the areas that you feel you want improvement in, and what if you were to change the questions you're asking yourself? Well, that can make all the difference in the world.
Well, so it sounds to me like you guys need to be working up a why am I skinny cookbook, Noah. What do you think?
Hey, that's a great idea. I like that. Why am I skinny cookbook? All right, we're going to go with that. All right.
Noah, I got about 30 seconds. I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Okay, again, in this area, when we're coming to the Independence Day, I want people to remember that you freedom does not just mean freedom to do things. It means freedom from things. It means freedom from fear, freedom from want, freedom from lack. You can have that freedom by asking yourself better questions, more empowering questions, positive questions that can change the course of your very life. So, again, at successclinic.com, we're happy to help you out.
Successclinic.com. Noah St. John. Thank you, Noah. Good job today, as always.
All right, Jim, always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Noah St. John, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Check that out. Don't forget to tell him when you check out his stuff, don't forget to tell him you heard it on this show, and he'll give you a little special deal then. 29 after. I'll be right back with Steve Martin. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.